listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, just because a client's situation is more challenging doesn't mean you can't help them get the coverage they need and complete the sale. Today, we're helping you prepare for some of the tougher cases you may encounter out in the field in 5 real-life Medicare sales scenarios and how to handle them. Written by Roxanne Anderson. You've got a call from a client or a prospect. Yay! When you get together to meet with them, though, and hear their situation, well, it is a doozy. You instantly have the urge to run in the other direction, but you do what we all know we would do. Suck it up, smile, and say, of course you'll help. Even if on the inside you're thinking, uh-oh, now what? All Medicare sales opportunities are unique. Some just a little more so than others. We want to help you be better able to handle whatever life or that client with several major medical conditions and a long list of prescriptions throws at you. That's why today we're covering how to troubleshoot 5 Medicare sales scenarios you may encounter out in the field. So let's get started. Scenario number 1, your client missed the Medicare Part B signup deadline. Imagine this. A while back, you wrote a client into a Medicare supplement with an effective date for the next month. He was supposed to sign up for Part B with the same effective date, but he forgot. It's been a little over a year since he lost his employer coverage and should have enrolled in Part B. Is he completely out of luck? Here's how to help. First, check if your client is eligible for a special enrollment period. If he's not, have him call 1-800-MEDICARE and ask for an exception. CMS may be able to get him on Part B and may even waive the late enrollment penalty. If this doesn't work, it's likely your client will have to wait until the next general enrollment period to sign up for Part B. In that case, the MedSup app and its commission will be rejected until your client is eligible to enroll. At future appointments, be sure to verify clients have Medicare Part B before writing an application, and try to reach out to the client a few days before their deadline to remind them they have to sign up. Scenario number 2, your client needs hip surgery and wants a MedSup. Let's say you have a client who needs hip surgery. He's currently enrolled in a Medicare Advantage prescription drug plan and wants to switch to a MedSup. When's the best time to write him into a plan? First, find out if your client was told by his doctor that he would need the surgery. If so, he probably won't be able to pass underwriting into a MedSup until after his surgery and possibly any therapy he needs as a result of it. Before telling him that he may have to wait, you could check if he has a guaranteed issue rate. Guaranteed issue rates vary by state, but there are also federal guaranteed issue rates. We will have a link to that list in our show notes. If you're not sure if a client will have to pass underwriting before enrolling, we will also have a link to our MedSup underwriting fast facts in our show notes. Scenario number 3, your client needs extra help paying for prescriptions. In this case, you meet with a woman who just aged into Medicare and takes several medications costing thousands of dollars monthly. She was enrolled in Medicare Parts A and B and was auto-enrolled in a prescription drug plan because she applied for and was granted extra help. She'd like to start taking her Social Security benefit in order to afford a MedSup, which she could use. However, this could cause her to lose her extra help eligibility. What should you recommend she do? Start by answering this question. Does your client qualify for Medicaid? How about a dual-eligible special needs plan? You could help your client set up and prepare for an appointment with a Medicaid caseworker. Additionally, you could check if she's eligible for a state pharmaceutical assistance program or any drug manufacturer rebates. There are also a few simpler ways to save on drug costs that your client might not be aware of. Make sure she understands the value of buying generic versus brand name prescriptions and using in-network or mail-order pharmacies. Scenario number 4, simple Medicare sales pitch needed. Here's the situation. You sell all the major MA, MedSup, and PDP plans. During your presentation, you try to educate clients about all their Medicare options, but by the time you get through your spiel, they seem too overwhelmed to make a decision that day. What can you do to streamline your Medicare sales presentation? If your clients seem overwhelmed by all the facts, you may be over-educating them. Try to simplify the decision-making process for them. Make your pitch more like a casual conversation rather than a presentation. Focus on finding out their coverage needs and what they value in a plan, not the options themselves. To do this, you'll have to ask questions, especially simple ones like, "Are you open to seeing a new doctor if it means you could save money?" When ready, briefly tell them about the types of coverage they can get and which type you think best fits their preferences and why. Scenario number 5, agent error on Medicare application. Our last scenario, you mistakenly checked the wrong box on an application and enrolled a client into the wrong Medicare Advantage plan. What should you do? Everybody makes mistakes. A wise person once told me that's why they make erasers. Nobody's perfect. If you learn you made an error, the best thing to do is to take responsibility for it. Let the beneficiary know what happened, apologize for your mistake, and let them know that you'll do everything you can to make things right for them. Call or email the carrier to let them know about the error. They may have a corrections form you can fill out, and depending on the carrier, they may even change the enrollment to the right plan retroactively. Medicare sales aren't always going to be easy. You'll probably get your fair and sometimes unfair share of whoppers, but you can handle them. We believe in you. You've gone through Medicare sales training, completed certifications, and you've already helped numerous people, remember? And if you ever feel like you've bitten off more than you can chew or just want a second option on a tough case, we are always just a phone call or a message away. What's a Medicare sales dilemma you've encountered? How did you manage to help the client? Let us know. You can call our podcast hotline at 717-562-7211 and leave a message, or you can email us or reach out on social media. Please keep it generic like we did here though, no specific private client details. We mentioned a few different scenarios and their solutions in this episode, and you can take a deeper dive into each subject either on our Agent Survival Guide site or here on the ASG podcast. We cover topics like your clients not automatically being enrolled in Medicare, how to save your clients money on prescription drugs, tips for making a better insurance sales pitch, tips for submitting an error-free application, and so much more. We will have the links to those articles and podcast episodes in our show notes, so be sure to check those out after each episode. You can get to the show notes by tapping on the title of the article in the app that you're listening on right now. While you're there, why not make it official and become a subscriber? It's completely free to subscribe or follow us, as some listening apps call it. We have an extensive catalog of episodes for you to listen to while you're out and about between appointments. When you subscribe, our episodes are automatically downloaded to your device, so there's no need to tap through multiple screens or scroll around to find the newest episode. They will be waiting there for you to hit the play button and listen when you're ready. And if you need notifications like I do, you can set that up in each podcast listening app. We've got a few different series running here on the ASG podcast right now. Content from our Agent Survival Guide site, our Social Media 101 series that we are currently in the middle of, ASG News, where we report on the latest things happening in the industry that you need to know about, and we've got a brand new series in the works that is coming soon. So please hit that subscribe button. We promise we will not let you down. Coming up in the next episode, we've got 5 more real-life Medicare sales scenarios for you. So if you liked this episode, you are going to love the next one. Make sure you subscribe and you won't have to worry about missing out on a thing. Thank you so much for listening to this installment of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. Thanks for your support. We will see you next episode.